Hello, Tiffany. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're talking to people today about the issues facing us now, and would like to include your responses into our survey.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, I'm sorry. We're conducting a survey about the problems that everyone is facing. My name is Denise. I'm calling from Opinion Research. It is a national public research firm, and we'd like to include your responses into our survey. To begin, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you or anyone is your, in your house employing the media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you come to vote the most for the most often, Republican or Democrat?
None. I don't think I haven't really researched anything like
this. Okay. Or do you vote for independent party?
Democrat mostly.
Okay, in what year were you born, ma'am?
2002.
Okay, thank you. Have you seen, read, or heard anything about the recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
Ingleside, yes, I have.
Have you seen, read, or heard about this from a report of television? Have you seen or read or heard about this in a report of television or Facebook or other social media? Or
social media.
Okay. Let me just read it. So make sure that you hear about this and attending a meeting or reporting in the newspaper, talking with family or friends, a website you found, a news site or articles in the internet, something you heard on the radio, or only through Facebook and social media?
A news article, and also they had a council meeting. I didn't attend it because that day, very conveniently, was the day that it, like, froze here, and it went to, like, 20-degree weather.
Okay. So, thank you so much. And, okay, bear with me for a moment. For the news sites or article on the internet, no.
I'm sorry, did you repeat that?
I'm sorry. For news sites or articles on the internet, no. You haven't heard.
Well, I did see it on the internet.
Okay, thank you. And in your own words, please tell me what you have seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant.
It's going to be closed to the school. It's going to be I don't know, it's going to go right through Ingleside, right? I think it got denied, right?
I don't have the information if it was denied or not, but I can put in your own words that to go through Ingleside, right? That's what you have.
Yeah, it says it goes through Ingleside, yeah, and that it's close to the school.
Okay. Bear with me for a moment. Let me just type this information. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. Let's continue with the survey. I really appreciate your time right now. Has what you have seen, read, or heard given you a more positive view or a more negative view in the proposed ammonia plant?
Negative.
Negative view. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals or groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard or that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, just say so. And here is the first name. Nueces County Green Ammonia.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one?
I'm sorry. Nueces County Green Ammonia?
I have not heard of it.
Okay, have not heard. Thank you. Enbridge?
Did you say, what was it?
I'm sorry, Enbridge.
Enbridge? Mm-hmm. And then, what are the answers? It's either I've heard of it or no?
If you have a positive, a strong positive, or somewhat positive, somewhat negative, a strong negative, what opinion? I've never heard about that. If you have a positive opinion, if you have your opinion, it is positive.
Oh, I want to say negative, because it's like a plant there in Wolfside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it will be somewhat negative or strong negative?
Strongly negative.
Thank you. Jara?
Jara?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay. Project Jara?
Jara?
Oh, yes. Jara is the first one. I'm sorry. Before I continue, Jara.
Okay, yeah, negative.
Negative. Somewhat negative or strong
somewhat
negative?
Somewhat negative.
Okay, thank you. The Project Yaren?
The Project Yaren, I haven't heard of that one.
You haven't heard. Oxy Energy Corporation?
Oxy Energy, oh yeah, I've heard of them.
Do you have a positive or negative opinion about it?
Positive.
Somewhat positive or a strong positive?
A strong positive.
Thank you. Port of Corpus Christi? Do you have a positive?
I'll say Port of Corpus, a somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Flint Hills Resources?
Yes, strongly positive.
Thank you.
Sorry, whichever the highest one.
It's okay. Thank you so much. Valero?
Valero, somewhat negative.
Somewhat negative. Thank you. Let's continue. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Oppose. Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Thank you so much. Please tell me if each of the following items of the information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly opposed of the construction of ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is, I'm going to read some statements, so you will tell me if this statement would make you think that you can strongly in favor or strongly opposed or somewhat favor or somewhat opposed. The proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of the Ingleside.
And then it's the opposed, right? So somewhat opposed.
That's a wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. This statement makes you on favor or opposed?
I still oppose it.
Still oppose it?
Strongly
opposed. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will capture, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 20 miles south of the San Patricio County.
Strongly oppose on that one.
Thank you so much. The proposal facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Somewhat in favor. I guess it's good for the community.
Ammonia production is one of the safest and the most efficient industries in the world. This plan would include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
I'm sorry, could you read that one again?
Yes.
Sorry.
Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property taxes revenue to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
Somewhat approve, or what was the other one?
Someone favor?
Favor, yes. Okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you. The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on a commercial and industrial property away from residents, and then it is shipped.
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. Opponent says that the proposal location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
I agree with that.
Okay.
So,
strongly in favor. Thank you. Opponent says that the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
I also agree.
Strongly in favor?
Strongly in favor.
In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you. Plant personnel and first response will be properly trained and equipment with the materials and risks necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Opponent says that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to the Ingleside residents.
A favor, somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you. Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass, cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain remover.
Somewhat approve.
Someone a favor. Okay, it's okay. Thank you. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
Yes. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and properties.
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written and ensure that all significant potential emissions are within the acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
I mean, I guess
opposed.
I guess somewhat favored.
Somewhat favored. Thank you. I'm sorry. Opponent says the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' life.
Yes, I agree. I strongly agree. So strongly
favor. Okay, right now we are in the 75%, so we're almost done. Thank you so much. Would you favor or oppose the construction of ammonia plant located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
In your own words, please tell me why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant.
It's too close to school. We already have so many chemical plants here, and our air is dirty, and so is our water.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said that too close to the schools, and we have too many chemical plants here, and the air
The air and the water is dirty enough.
Okay,
I cannot freaking open this.
Yeah, let me come. I'm almost done. I'm sorry, I'm just writing.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just a few questions to make sure that we have the representative samples. Do you consider yourself Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central American or Latin American background?
Yeah, Latino or Mexican or Hispanic, whatever.
Thank you so much. So you said that in your main race, it would be American.
Let
me repeat that. I'm sorry. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
And you said, other. Like white.
Other. Thank you. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
No, I mean, I pay rent to my parents because I live with them.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Self-employed. Business, construction, manufacturing, energy, chemical, white-collar management, government education, farming, fishing, professionals such as law or medicine, clerical retail.
What was the first?
Self-employed in own business.
No, unemployed. I haven't been working for the past year. I just, after I had my baby, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, thank you. Do you have an X account?
A what?
An X account?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that I've updated like my Twitter. Thank I haven't like downloaded it.
Do you have a Facebook account?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Do you have an Instagram account?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you read the Corpus Christi Color Times on a daily basis?
Not on a daily basis, no. Occasionally.
Okay. Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
Weekly, no.
Do you have any children? Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No. You're okay. Yeah, I do have children.
Under the age of 19 who reside with you full-time or part-time?
Yes. Just one.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, by now we just conclude the survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinion, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.